why are hackers targeting law firms? We know that there's a lot of hacking going on. When we started working on this paper, nobody knew that we'd be in the middle of a major WikiLeaks disclosure shortly before a presidential election. Why would they be interested in law firms? Well, there's several reasons that we identified. First of all, we all know that data has migrated from paper to electronic form. If you broke into my office today, you couldn't find a piece of paper having to do with any case I'm working on because we just don't use paper anymore. Everything's electronic, which means potentially it's accessible online. More importantly, large firms with a lot of lawyers, a lot of locations that work with lots of money, have a lot of locations, and they require online access around the clock. If your firm has an office in New York and San Francisco and Shanghai and Tokyo, you're going to have offices that are operating electronically, and that means you're going to have a lot of points where they can be accessed. But the most important thing is law firms have a lot of confidential information of clients. Now, we know that. But what those of us that don't represent clients that have information that's important beyond their case may not be thinking about is your client information is very valuable if, for example, you're dealing with mergers, acquisitions, intellectual property, valuations of things, due diligence on corporate transactions. Your firm may have a lot of information that's useful to people outside that. And the reason why we're talking about this today is that law firms' defenses against these attacks have not kept pace.
And let me interject just for a second, too, and give you the perspective of some of the people out there that are looking to take your data, your personal identifiable information. As Michael said, there's always the financial reason, and that comes in a variety of forms. Firms who are doing M&A activity are on the front line, and we'll talk about that a little bit further.